What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We don't know the future. I think we all know the future of Joel Bitonio. Let's be honest with each other. I'd be surprised if he were back next year. Wyatt Teller is up in the air. Jack Conklin's up in the air. I don't know how well I'm going to be feeling next year. And you probably add in a rookie quarterback on that. It's going to be smoke him if you got him time for the 2026 Cleveland Browns. But that's next year.
I agree with you on the offensive line. What I'm wondering about is, as it stands today, your wide receiver room is one of the worst in football. We can all agree.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Your running back room today,
questionable,
is one of the worst in football until I find out about Judkins.
See,
right?
I'm not willing to say worst, and that's me being hopeful, because I don't know. You know, there's running back rooms that end up being good, like wide receiver.
They have no names.
But running backs is like, okay, Dylan Sampson can contribute. Right, they have two running backs. Well, Kevin was very short about that, going, there will be more than two running backs.
Well, I mean, they have to.
He was very agitated. It seemed like he was a little bit agitated.
Are they playing the waiver wire on that, or are we getting Judkins news?
Yes, I think they're playing waiver wire on that. You talk about increasingly agitated. You are really agitated over the Judkins stuff. We can get back to that coming up later on.
And the tight ends. I am very high. I think everybody's high who's been to camp on Fannin.
Tight end is either good or promising.
And
because
Njoku,
you have Harold Fannin.
And Njoku he's always been a little inconsistent, but he's been reliable in terms of production.
Yes.
And with Joe Flacco, I think both those guys have a chance to really blossom. Now, how many games can you win if your running backs are below average, if your receivers are below average?
Not that many.
How many games can you win?
Not that many. But that's the beauty of having an over-under at 5.5, is that there's still not that many. And it might put you the bad spot to this. And if you are one of the cynical fans, you're like, hey, I'm a Browns fan, but I am done. If you are a Browns fan, but you're done with Andrew Berry and done with Kevin Stefanski, and David Este ain't going anywhere, so you can't sit there and hope for that to happen, because that's a Rasputin situation that ain't changing anytime soon, more than likely. So if you have those guys and you're tired of them, you could always go, well, that's not going to help me at all. Because, A, that's more likely that they stay. And if you don't trust Andrew Berry to make those picks, then, boy, you're going to have a real tough time trusting him to make the pick for the quarterback next year. And, B, you're not going to have a higher draft pick there if you win six games. I mean, that puts you, what, fifth? Probably fourth, somewhere in there, if you're a six-game winner. That might leave you out. So you're going to have to hope that, like, the Giants, you got to hope Jackson Dart looks promising and that they suck, because you want to be able to move with them. You got to hope that the Saints, that Tyler Shuck eventually plays, which, yeah, man.
Who's their starter again? Is it Spencer Rattler?
Spencer Rattler to start the season.
All right, that's worse. That's definitely worse than Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Right? We all can agree there.
You have to hope that Tyler Shuck looks good and they suck, because if he can't play and they suck, then they're just going
to go back to the well. Yep.
So that's what you have to hope right now. So we're doing a lot of long term planning here, but I'm just pointing out that And if I wear it, fine. I guess I've relied on the Browns for my happiness and I failed again. That's a lesson I just can't learn. But I think that they're going to line up. They're going to try to run the football. They're going to try to eliminate these stupid pre-snap penalties, because hopefully they actually have a plan to go into games with, instead of this scattershot stuff that they were doing before. And hopefully they eliminate these turnovers.
Wait, Elijah Moore is not here anymore, right?
No, Elijah Moore is not here anymore. So you're hoping that they eliminate these turnovers, or do their best to eliminate these turnovers. And God, I pray that Can we just be plus one in the turnover margin? And if you're plus one in the turnover margin, I think you're winning six games this year. I can't sit there and pick which one because we never know at the beginning of the season. I mean, there was the time that we thought for sure in 2017 when they did lose every game that the Green Bay game was a guaranteed loss. You ended up taking on, what, Huntley?
Yeah.
Who ended up playing against you, and you were up by 14 going into the fourth quarter and still lost that game. So, I mean, things change during a regular season. So I can't pick which ones they're going to win.
Even last year where it's amazing. We only won three games last year, but you were able to split the Baltimore series and the Pittsburgh series. And it feels like every year you're beating Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Is that going to continue this year? You know, how do you feel about in the division grabbing some wins against the AFC North? And when we do AFC around the AFC North.
Like, do I feel better about the team
Just in general, we've been able. This has been a Stefanski strength, I believe. For so many years, under all the other coaches, we just lose to the AFC North teams. And that was when they had, you know, AJ McCarron. When they had Andy Dalton. I keep thinking the backup.
Yep, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco.
Yeah, my God, those guys, they swept us every year almost. Mm-hmm. Well, under Stefanski, even with bad Browns teams, you've been able to beat AFC North teams. Is that going to continue this year? Baltimore. Are you going to be able to steal one from Baltimore? Are you going to be able to steal one
Baltimore looks to me like a 15-win team. Let me just answer it right now. I think you can split with the other two teams.
So we might go backwards against Baltimore, but you still should be able to split Cincinnati. But obviously, we know how this looks if you don't beat Cincinnati in the opener.
But I did just get done saying I can't really pick which ones they're going to win on the schedule right now. Because again, if Lamar Jackson goes down, what do they have behind him? Now, they still are probably a team that can stay afloat, but we can't guarantee those things. So the only thing that I'm pointing out is that the schedule changes, and the only thing I can guarantee that as of right now with everybody healthy, I can't guarantee it, but the only thing I think right now with everybody healthy is that I think they're going to get the six wins. Now, again, six wins can be a negative thing for a lot of fans out there, depending on how you're seeing this season, because I think there's plenty of people who are going, Kenny, I'm done with Kevin. I'm done with Andrew. I'm tired of you telling me they're nice guys. I don't care if they're jerks. I don't care if they throw old women down the steps. They want to win. And so they don't care. And they probably are hoping that it is a proven point. I bet there's a lot of fans out there that are hoping it's a proven point that these guys ain't it, that there needs to be a regime change, and we're going to have a high pick. That's what I think they're hoping for. And 3-14 last year and running it back with some of the ideas that they've had in the past would tell them that they are perfectly within their right to think that way. I disagree. But they're perfectly in their right to think that way. Because my disagreement is just on the fact that I don't like a lot of change and I want it to work out with them. But other than that, I don't have a whole lot to go on here. I mean, when I brought up the Kenny Pickett thing yesterday, I had a couple of people and I was doing the Zach Jackson line. I said, like, guys, I would have rather not traded for Kenny Pickett, given the reps to the young kids and then worked our way throughout there. Well, we got a higher fifth. We set a high bar around here for success, don't we? We did get a higher fifth out of it for Kenny Pickett. But, 20 or 30 reps, I don't know. We just spent four weeks bickering with each other about how many reps Shedeur Sanders was not getting. I would have rather just handed him the reps with Dylan Gabriel and been on with it, especially because he was still getting reps while he was injured. Like, that's the ticky-tack fights we are having right now. And I'm not trying to get personal with anybody, but these are the ticky-tack fights we're having right now because we're holding on to anything because I don't want the guys really fired, but I can't make big arguments for him. I can't make a tremendous argument for him. And I think that that's part of the reason in the back of my head over this last month that I have been so overzealous about Shedeur. Because I want it to work. I want this to work. I hate looking for coaches. I hate looking for GMs. Like, if I look for quarterbacks, guys, you watch the games on Saturday. Like, you're going to see Cade Klubnik go out against Garrett Nussmeier. Boom, that's fish in a barrel. You're going to get to see it. You're going to have a commentary on it. I have to sit there and work phones and try to text people that I haven't kept up with in months when we talk about head coaches. And when it comes to general managers, it's even worse because that's all theory. And they all hate each other. All the scouts hate each other. So they all talk trash about each other. So you don't know what you're getting. When they got Andrew Berry, true or not, Tone, I mean, you work the phones better than I do in a lot of things. How many people were sitting there saying nice things about Andrew? The media was saying nice things about Andrew. There were plenty of guys going, this guy sucks. You guys are idiots to bring him in. And I go, no. We had Andrew in Cleveland. I mean, it happens all the time. So I hate it. I don't want to go looking for new guys. I want Andrew to work. 216-474-0092. Am I right to take the over here?
You know, we're so close on how we feel about this team, and you're always a little more optimistic in this case. I think you made a great case with the lines. I do think they have a chance to be really good. I just question, is the offense going to be good with Joe Flacco? The defense seems like it should be really good. You are relying big time on a rookie at linebacker who has looked awesome in the preseason, but is he going to be as good as, you know, JOK has been the last few years? I know the different types of players.
I've left my back door open on this argument, and you haven't found it yet. I want to see if you find it after this call. Cool Ray in Bedford, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, you right. I want to know, guys, this Rezaian need to be gone 100%.
I told you.
And it's not – because you guys talk like Kevin has inherited this team. He had a good team. Now this is a rebuild. And then real Browns fans, we don't really care about splitting the wins along between Baltimore and all those guys. We don't really care about that. At the end of the year, we at the bottom of the AFC North. We care about winning and become a playoff team and a Super Bowl contending team. To be at the bottom and just to say, oh, we beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's going to the playoff, or we beat one game in Baltimore and Baltimore's going to the playoff, and we watching these guys in November, September, you know, and going to the playoff, we don't care about that, man. We want to be part of that. We want playoff games here in Cleveland. That's what we want.
Well, you're going to have to crawl before you walk. It ain't going to happen this year. So you want these guys to fail is what you're telling me, Cool Ray? You think it's better for the franchise's health?
They already done failed. They've been failing for 7 years now. They failed already.
Well, they're still there. So you're going to have to hope for another year of failure. Are you willing to root against your favorite football team then, Cool Ray?
Absolutely. If it means to get them guys out of here, yes. We are the Dallas Cowboys in reverse with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will fire a coach and coach himself, and the Haslam will keep a bad coach and just keep failing.
You really want to use Jerry Jones as an example of the good on this?
That's exactly what's happening, man. Jerry Jones will fire a coach, a Hall of Fame coach, and continue to win, and we will keep a bad coach and continue to lose.
I don't know. Man, you lost me at Jerry Jones. Cool, Ray. Frank in Cleveland, got to be quick. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, I'm just saying, I'm with you, Ken. I don't think we're going to be as bad as everybody thinking we're going to be. We're going to be in a lot of closer games more than anything, but I got six out of this. I put it in last night. I put them on my thing for six games, man.
Frank? I thank you very much for the call, 216-474-0092. I left my back door open on this argument. I give Tone 5 minutes to realize where there's a flaw in my over. Lime, I gave you 5 minutes to poke a hole before we get moving on here. I'm going to take another call. We're going to move on to another thing about Dylan Gabriel here. I gave you 5 minutes to poke a hole in my reason why I'm taking the over on the Browns, which is it's only 5.5, guys. Did you find the reason? I'm going to give you a reason.
Yeah, one thought popped into my head about the fly in the ointment here, because you talked about the good offensive line, defensive line, chemistry that, you know, Joe Flacco has with maybe he could get things going. I think I could think about kicking.
Ooh, no, okay. But good thought.
Okay.
Good thought.
Because we have no idea if they've got an NFL kicker right now.
No, we don't.
We're going to hope. And I did have a thought about that. I don't know if you want to push that ahead about a question I had on how they did the kicking battle.
I don't care.
This camp.
You want to do it now? Do it now. Just real quick. Do it later.
Real quick. They didn't do anything in front of cameras except the preseason games for the kickers.
Okay.
Why is that? Why wouldn't they have added a little bit? I'm not saying a camera's there going to change a kicker's entire anxiety levels.
I guess there wasn't that
many.
But
why wouldn't you trot out the kickers and add some importance to it? Like, say, TV cameras, local affiliates, come on out. Daryl Ryder and your camera. Daryl's got an excellent camera, and he does paid work. I have paid him to do some photography.
Thought that was in poor taste by you, but either
what
way.
What if they brought out all the fans? Anybody have a camera? Come on out. Come on out to midfield right now at the end of practice. Competition time. Let's go.
Probably because
they did.
Camp.
Yeah. They really wanted Dustin Hopkins to work out.
Yeah, I know.
That's probably why. There's enough pressure being in the stadium, and they didn't want to have to answer it every day.
Furthermore,
they don't
want
to do it every day. Which I got to tell you, I invite all the pressure in the world when it comes to a kicker. I want to know. I want to have that confidence.
I don't even know. Could you say All right, every night, because you got the kickers at training camp, but it's weird. It's weird. Those are so not remotely like kicking in a stadium, whatever. What if every night, maybe, you know, Kevin Stefanski wants to spend time with his family. I don't even know if Kevin would need to be there. What if you opened up the stadium and every night or four nights a week or three nights a week said, we're doing our kicking competition again. It's Tuesday. Everybody, anybody that wants to pull up this free parking.
No one's going free, to the stadium just to watch the kickers.
Oh, you don't think the 537 boys would love, and then you come out.
The 537 you get boys got to go to work so they can
you
afford the
get
tickets
to
in the 537.
The
I am absolutely showing up at the Greater Cleveland kickoff every night.
Maybe you only do it once a week. Maybe you only do it once a week because, you know, someone's got to pay security, but the Browns are worth $5 billion. Okay, come on. So you'd say free parking. Let us run out to the stadium, and we are doing a kickoff once a week, and we are televising it on our website. We are posting it. If the affiliates want to go live with it, if, like, during the sports casts, we throw it out. Let's see how the kicking competition's doing. Do you think that would be a better gauge than whatever the hell we just did over the last month and a half?
No.
Where they refused to show the kickers.
No,
we kept the kickers hidden. That's going to garner them some real reps when games are on the line. That'll do it.
I think that there's nothing
kicking
that replaces,
in front of nobody.
Because I don't think that people would show up. You know what? If the stadium was more conveniently located, maybe some people will show up in 2029 to watch the kickers.
But there's only you wouldn't have to worry about ruining the kicking surface.
There's only so many ways in and so many ways out, and I can't just be letting people willy-nilly in the stadium to go watch the kickers
That'd
and then have
amazing.
To leave in 10 minutes.
That'd be amazing. You only get, it's only going on for 10 minutes. That's all you get.
So the other,
and you don't get anything. There's nothing. There's no giveaways. You just watch, and you are here to make the kickers better kickers through real competition on the real field that they'll be kicking the balls.
Can we at least have a tally box where you put your vote in for I vote for Schmidt.
And everybody leaves. Yeah, like American Idol, but it's in person.
Do it on the Browns app and then put it up on the scoreboard in real time so the kickers can see it.
Be amazing. Now, that's like a Black Mirror episode.
Of course, on the kicker confidence meter.
They could watch it as it's going down. They could see the public sentiment sway for and against them like a roller coaster. That's how all kicking competitions will be settled on my football team.
That whole diatribe was not any part of my reason why I took the over or why I could poke hole in my own over. The reason why I could poke a hole, and I can't believe you didn't see it, is go, what are you going to do when the rookies play? Because I can trust Joe Flacco to conduct the offense and be the maestro. And, hey, this is – I know he's going – there's going to be a two-minute drive, and he's probably going to throw a bad interception. And that's it, 24-23. Everybody, go home. Like, that might suck. But when he gets those rookies in there, can Dylan Gabriel, under duress, do what he's asked to do? See, that's where Kevin – that's why Kevin trusts Dylan Gabriel. As much as we can go, because we're just curious. We want to see what Shador can do. I think on Saturday, a lot of them bad habits, trying to run out of the pocket instead of stepping up and going left or right, holding on to the ball, you're not as comfortable, it's going to take hold. Can you get to six when Dylan and Shador are in there? Because I made an argument as much as I could, and you can't just hand the ball off every single down. You're going to have to throw it.
Now, who did Kevin...
Shador,
can we give
going,
Kevin some benefit of the doubt? He's won games with P.J. Walker.
I know
we went through the list of quarterbacks
PJ
he's
Walker
won games
gave,
with.
And this is the scary thing. P.J. Walker had his trust in Kevin Stefanski. He had no other choice. Dylan will give his trust, at least we think, to Kevin Stefanski. Shador, and this is where people are going to take this...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The wrong way, whatever. Shador, remember, you had Sean Lewis. There was not a lot of trust there. Sean was gone, went to San Diego State. Then you had Pat Shurmur. He's had a very tight-knit group. Now he's in the NFL. You got to trust somebody in a short amount of time. And your head's been spinning since April. I'm trying to be understanding with him here. That's all I'm going to say about him because I know we got other things to do. But you got to be able to trust each other. Can Kevin trust him enough to put him in the position that's going to help him the best? Can Shador trust him enough? Because this is a different animal than anything he's dealt with. And I think it's going to be very hard. It would be hard for me to trust if I was supposed to be a first-round pick and I ended up in the fifth round and I became a talking point for everybody out there and I was the second biggest story on ESPN just for making the football team. I hope that we do see him. I hope we do see him later than sooner because I need this all to settle down. Mm. I need more conversation in Cleveland about Joe and about Dylan before I take over. And that's where my over takes a hit. Dennis in Brook Park, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Dennis.
Okay, let's get into this. So, six wins, does that really do anything for anybody?
No.
Right, unless you're putting $1 million down on it or something like that. So, Flacco needs to not even be in the conversation as a quarterback right now. He needs to be the backup, number two, right? We need to find out sooner rather than later whether Gabriel or Sanders can be the guy moving forward. And we all know why. Next year, right, we have two number one draft picks. I do not trust this management group. I do not have trust or faith in Barry at all to make the right decision with those two picks next year if we need a quarterback. What are they going to do? Package both first round picks, move up to number one, and they'll still screw it up. We need to know that we have the guy now. And if not, then we need to go 0-17 or 1-16 with that one win can be in Pittsburgh. I don't care. But we need to solidify the number one overall pick next year because if anybody thinks that the Browns are going to the Super Bowl or even challenging the AFC for rights to the Super Bowl, they're delusional.
All right. Well, Dennis, what you've said long term, I think a lot of people agree with. What you've said for this team is completely irresponsible.
How is that irresponsible?
Because they're trying to win a football game to start the season. They got to do right by their veterans.
I'm wondering what they do. Everybody gets drunk and has a good time with one win.
Dennis,
win six games. We're not going nowhere.
Dennis, you're thinking about it like you're not in a uniform. You have to play with it a little bit. And Dennis, thank you very much for the call. See, for a lot of people, it's just like, hey, they go out there and they suck. They get fired. I win anyway. They suck. They get fired. And we get the first overall pick. I win anyway. But in the grand scheme of things with this team, that's a completely irresponsible way to look at it. Dylan's not ready to play. Shador's not ready to play yet. And you have Joe Flacco, who's obviously ready to play. He's been in the league for 17 years. Yes.
There's no point of him being the backup on the team.
No.
Then he's only just kept here Kenny to be Pickett. The starting quarterback.
You would have just kept Kenny Pickett then and traded away Joe Flacco. Yes. I don't know what for, but you would have traded away Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that would almost be like the Jacoby Brissett situations we've seen. Was that with Drake May?
Now,
whatever. Yes. Like I agree. That would make no sense whatsoever.
What I just said, though, about my back door being open on my argument about the 5.5 win over, are you comfortable with Dylan Gabriel being a heartbeat away from the quarterback spot?
No. No, not right
now. Can Coach Lance change your mind on afternoon drive?
I think he's a quarterback that you can win with right now. I do. I don't think he's a quarterback you can win because of. What I mean by that is that when he struggled, when he was struggling really bad in camp, it was accuracy. But all the stuff that can allow you to win with a quarterback, his ability to set protections, his ability to get in and out of the huddle, to call plays, that's all been really, really solid with him. However, the accuracy was off, and it was off for about 3 to 4 days, maybe even 5 days. Again, I don't think he's a guy you can rely on, but I think he's a guy who can get you into the right run game. I think he's a guy that can make some throws if needed. Obviously, punt the ball on third down, all the things I say all the time. But I do think he's a guy who can start and a guy you can win with right now.
That's why Dylan Gabriel's number two, because what Coach Lance just said, I couldn't have put it any better myself. He knows what the hell he's talking about, Coach Lance Reisland does, and he's right as rain there. Because when Dylan Gabriel goes in, if he has to go in sooner because of injury, if he has to be thrust into a position, he is going to do exactly as Kevin says. There's already the knowledge of the offense that's there, so he'll be able to do it. It's not that Shador will go out on his own and completely defy Kevin Stefanski. It's that they might not trust him enough to follow those instructions implicitly. He may not know the offense well enough just yet to be able to do that. You know, people don't take that the wrong way. Now, hear the context of all this. For Dylan, there's already that knowledge of the offense where if things go bad with Joe, if there's an injury, and I know that Dylan's slight, but man, he's going to be able to do exactly as he's told. And he may put himself in a bad spot. That's why you were able to win with P.J. Walker. Why? Because he did exactly what he was told. And the one time that he didn't do exactly what he was told, you lost to Seattle. But other than that, he did exactly what he was told. And the one time he didn't, everybody knew about it because Kevin had no problem telling everybody that he did not do what he was told. And Dylan will do as told, and hopefully by the time Shador is able to play, because it's set up to help Shador, he will do as he's told to go out with the offense there. So that's why I feel, that's why I feel as comfortable as I'm going to feel. I don't feel great if he had to go in there in week two, but I'm going to feel as comfortable as I possibly could if Dylan Gabriel is there. Like I can... If they run the Stefanski offense and they're going to run the ball more and they're going to do short routes and grind and work the clock and have these long drawn out rock fights, I trust Kevin Stefanski in that sense, and I trust Dylan Gabriel in that sense. So it's not the perfect scenario, but how can I sit here and say, yeah, I'm not really interested in Kenny Pickett, and then turn right around the next day and say, I'm totally uncomfortable with Dylan Gabriel? I'm not going to have the most confidence in the world because they're not franchise quarterbacks. I have confidence in Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Well, I ain't got those guys. So now I have to go with these guys, and I feel about as comfortable as I'm going to be with these three guys on this football team at different times. So if Dylan Gabriel comes in week 10, I'm going to feel pretty comfortable in him. When Shador Sanders comes in week 14 or something like that, I'm going to go, hell, he's had 14 weeks to learn, 15 with the bye, to learn this offense. Godspeed, young man. Let's see what you can do, and let's see if you can follow the offense. I'll feel as comfortable as I can about those guys, and I do feel comfortable, confident, maybe a different conversation, but I'll feel comfortable about Dylan Gabriel if things go naturally.
It's hard for me to get there now for a guy that I think widely viewed as overdrafted, and a lot of his college stuff, like you go back and look at the highlights against Ohio State when he lit him up, or one corner in particular, still thinking about, was that Denzel Burke, poor Burke in that game? But it was out of the gun.
That was a pool.
Out of the gun, out of the gun, out of the gun. One read, and it was working. But that is so dramatically different from what I think Kevin Stefanski would be asking him to do. I'm not saying he can. He played more college football than just about anybody in the history of college football at the position of quarterback. But if Flacco were to go down week one, week two, I think you're in for a world of hurt with Dylan Gabriel as your quarterback.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We had some big news from the world of football yesterday, even bigger than any of the cuts that were made in the 53-man roster finalizations. We have wedding bells coming soon, boys, as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce officially announced their engagement via an Instagram post on Taylor Swift's page that has accumulated 28.5 million likes, captioning it with, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." So it's official. our boy Travis Kelce off the market.
I think it's a very nice thing. I texted some people yesterday. I thought it was very cool that a guy who was in our studio, how long has he been in the NFL?
2013, I believe, is when he was here.
So a guy who was just in our studio not too terribly long ago, but a long time ago, was just a young man, you know, talking about how he was looking for an opportunity in the NFL, talking to Adam and Dustin, and was so nice and happy-go-lucky, turns into a first-ballot Hall of Famer, a multiple-time Super Bowl champion, and is getting hitched to one of the biggest pop stars in music history, in the history of the world, in the history of music. What a world, what a country. What a world, what a country.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think it's a cool thing, man. I really do.
How do Chiefs fans feel about this one? Are you concerned that now his focus has shifted? Is it not necessarily
I think his
focus
has been on her for 2 years.
So is that why they weren't able to win last year?
No, I don't think that's
but
why.
He was
I
wooing.
Think they had no pass blocking.
He was wooing. Now he's getting married.
Yeah.
So it's
maybe something no longer an obstacle.
Remember when they were at the driving range in
he's
the departing?
He's finally going to start playing good football.
And Alec Baldwin was telling Matt Damon about getting married, and you know, at least somebody can stand that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you feel. That's how I would feel as a football fan.
I didn't even think of that, though, Ken, but I remember that day that he came in the first time, and it was like a kid that was just excited to be downtown in the city, right? He was wearing his Cincinnati gym shorts.
Yeah, he was.
Like, yep. And for to think about that moment to where he's at now, where he's the most popular, you know, one of the top popular athletes worldwide right now because of Taylor Swift.
I think it's really cool.
I did send, or I'm in the process of sending Ken. I think it's dastardly.
You're telling people that.
Well, it's dastardly. I go online and there is a segment, certain section of social media that is like, just so you know, this is who he's moved on from to get to Taylor Swift. Oh, and they're showing these women that don't have a profile anything like Taylor Swift. They have their physiques are completely different. They look dramatically different than Taylor Swift. And Ken's taking a look-see right now at some of those photos.
I bet he is.
He's definitely changed his mindset. I've seen that happen. Sometimes you wonder if Stefanski, he's liked a certain type of quarterback all these years, will he eventually go to a different type of quarterback?
Yeah. I'm a happily married man, but I like all this. This is something I really like.
Going from that over
to different Adam Schefter. It's a different Adam Schefter.
You guys can host the rest of the segment together.
I'm so scared now that Kelsey's going to push to get this last Super Bowl win, man. Because there were people yesterday being like,
Travis.
He was planning to propose after the Super Bowl. No, I think he was.
Oh, if they would have won.
Yes.
Yeah, but then it's taking a moment. Are you stealing a moment from your teammates, or in turn, is the football stealing a moment from Taylor?
But remember, people love that Boise State guy from like years ago after the Fiesta Bowl. They love that. That'll be on a bigger scale.
Yeah, I just seriously wonder how much time they'll be spending in Cleveland post-retirement. Will you get a chance to see Taylor Swift walking the streets, the mean streets of Cleveland?
We definitely will probably get her on a tour at some point. Meanwhile, we won't be getting Dave Portnoy at Ohio Stadium, seemingly so this Saturday as part of Big Noon Kickoff. We talked with that with Brady Quinn yesterday on the show. And Dave put out a statement on Instagram yesterday talking about the ban and how the big, bad, amazing gold has just apparently broken the Scarlet and Gray.
Now, we formed this big relationship with Fox, and I'm always cognizant of our partners and trying to do right by them, and they definitely got put in a weird spot. How could anybody see that crying Ryan Day and Ohio State would be this soft? But Michigan has just broken Ohio State. They see this face as the boogeyman. So Fox, who was like, yeah, this will be great, we'll bring in Dave, spice things up. No, Ohio State literally can't even focus on Texas. Like, just, we cannot have Dave on the set. We just can't.
You also had to call out a Bobby Carpenter at some point during that rant.
Really?
Yeah, after Carpenter kind of had a comment on it on 97.1 the other day down in Columbus regarding the whole matter, and he called it a podcast that nobody listens to.
See, I took this as, and you got to get the Ken, I'm surprised you didn't lash out at Mitch. He said maize and gold.
This is all the same woman.
That but there are others. There are others like it.
Can I see? Can you send me some of the others?
I'll try to find
maize
that.
Maize and blue, sorry.
The thing here is, Mitch, there's been some reporting now that, I don't know if you believe it or whatever, but it debunks this and said it was more of a Big Ten decision. I think all this is great for the show, for Big Noon Kickoff and the pregame show. There's going to be so much scuttlebutt about this, and how are they going to weave Portnoy into the broadcast? He says he's no longer coming to Columbus at all. He was going to be in Columbus. He was obviously going to be on camera there. I don't know if he was going to be in the stadium or outside the stadium. But, you know, you've got ESPN. It's Lee Corso's last game day. So what are you going to watch?
I'm waiting for the Garrett Seawright article on Monday about the passing of the ugly torch in sports media, where we go from the paragon Lee Corso to whatever they're going to do on Big Noon Kickoff, where he's probably going to do a WWE-style run-in on the desk on Fox.
Well, Ross Dellinger says this was a league-wide consideration from top individuals across the conference, and it was not an Ohio State situation. Remember, Portnoy is a big-time booster for Michigan. He has said plenty of incendiary things against players at Ohio State, and he's had wild accusations about Ohio State, so it doesn't shock me that they wouldn't want him anywhere near the program.
Apparently you said maize and gold instead of maize and blue.
The Michigan man. The Michigan man already texted.
You were
too busy
looking at those pictures.
I know. He was distracted when I brought it up the first two times.
I am still distracted.
We did this already.
Go ahead, Mitch. Big Cavs news.
Well, listen to this one. Yes, you mentioned the Cavaliers news yesterday. Another player going to be out multiple months with a foot injury. Max Strus underwent surgery to repair a Jones fracture in his left foot. Will miss around 3 to 4 months, the team announced Tuesday. This is a guy on a four-year, $63 million contract. Already missed the first 2 months of last year with a right ankle sprain. Tough break.
I am on a text thread with plenty of podiatrists. They were very nervous about this injury and what it means for the season.
What are you saying? Are you serious?
Oh, they think he could miss a season. You know, he's going to be reevaluated in 3 to 4 months. And because of the blood flow situation to that particular part of the body.
Is the podiatrist I know?
There's a few of them.
The podiatrist we've drank with?
I'm trying to think.
In a different state?
He's not on that one, actually. He's not at the...
Okay,
you have a whole different group of podiatrists?
I have different podiatrist friends. But they are very concerned about this injury. And what stinks is...
Lima's on a group thread obsessed with feet. There's a surprise.
I see a lot of pictures of him, too. A lot of pictures. But here's the thing. Like, Max Strus, I always thought and I thought he had a great year last year until, you know, the elimination game where he was, like, 0-for-9. I thought he was so much better last year doing a lot of little things, a lot of playmaking. So think about, they have lost, you know, Ty Jerome, which was huge for them. Monumental in the regular season, we know. And in the Miami series, he was great. But he was terrible in five games, the Indiana series, and they said, we're moving on. Okay, they are losing that. They're also losing Max Strus for a significant portion of this year, if not the whole year. And he showed a lot of playmaking in terms of running the pick and roll. He's a try-hard on defense.
Bring me Malik Beasley.
So this is very, very concerning.
What are you whistling at me for? Bring me Malik Beasley. I don't have time for these feet problems.
You don't have trust in DeAndre Hunter or Jalen Tyson filling that void?
I would still like to add, and I would bring in Malik Beasley. I don't care. It ain't my money, and I need guys who have healthy feet.
Now, I was always going to say Max should be a bench player. He should not on a team with the two small guards, you know, have then one of the smallest threes in the league. Like, it made no sense to me. And I think that does cause them issues on both ends come playoff time. And I think we've seen that. But this is a big blow. I mean, and this is coming from someone who ridiculed Max Strus a lot, but he proved me wrong. I mean, he was really, really good last year.
And now
to lose him, and I'm telling you, people are just glossing over losing Ty Jerome. He was unbelievable. There was no drop-off from Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland the minute Ty Jerome would come into these games. And they don't have that now.
Tough break. And finally, we have here Parker Messick getting his first win and the Guardians slump-busting win last night over the Rays 3-0. This is Messick on Guardians TV talking about his first MLB win.
It's awesome. I mean, I've been waiting on it. Wanted to get the first one, couldn't get it, unfortunately. But the goal is every time to go out here and try and get a win. So I'm happy I got to experience that first one.
Good for that, young man. I'm trying not to put too much on him because the rest of the rotation has been not as promising as we hoped it would be.
I just apologize for not including him in our power rankings of potential aces yesterday. That's it for About Last Night.
There's Mitch in About Last Night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.